Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week, a listener wrote in and asked, am I a terrible person for being jealous of my mom friends who have found new motherhood a lot easier than I did? I had my first child and only child so far 18 months ago. It was a really rough experience for me and my husband. Traumatic birth, intense breastfeeding struggles, very colicky baby that really did not sleep much, no support due to COVID, and I had postpartum depression. My husband and I are really only just starting to feel sort of okay again in the last few months. And here's my issue. Within the last 6 months, several of my friends have had their first babies. None of them are having even close to the intense, terrible experiences that my husband and I did. Intellectually, I am happy about this because I love my friends and I don't wish bad things on them. But emotionally, I seem to be struggling with watching all of them sail through, relatively speaking, something that was 100% the hardest, darkest time of my life. When I hear and see them having such an easy time, I sometimes feel angry or even like I want to cry. I hate feeling this way, and it makes me feel like a bad person and a terrible friend. Has anyone else had a really rough birth, newborn experience, and then struggled when seeing other people have better experiences? Am I a terrible person for not being able to be fully happy for my friends who are having such an easier time than I did? You are definitely not a bad person. This is something called meta-emotion, which I learned about working on this podcast, and I think about it all the time. You have meta-emotion because you have these feelings, the anger, the jealousy, being triggered and remembering how dark that time was for you. And then on top of that comes an emotion about the emotion, the guilt. I must be a terrible person. I must be a terrible friend. Your feelings, all of them are your feelings, and you're entitled to them because you earned them the hard way. That just getting back to feeling okay that you're talking about, I mean, it was 18 months, right? You're just coming out of it. You're just starting to feel like yourself again. That will continue to improve. But, you know, you're like a newborn yourself in this moment. You're just coming back. Those feelings of jealousy, they're going to be there. They're going to wax and wane. That's not something that you have to feel bad about on top of it. Let me tell you, your heart is hard. You were robbed of a lot of joy by postpartum depression, by a colicky newborn, which I know a lot about, and by a pandemic. And then you're seeing others sail through it. Of course, you're going to be like, ugh, why is it so easy for other people? It reminds me of my friends who had kids in the class of 2020, watching kids in the class of 2021. This is from high school. And the kids in the class of 2021 were getting to have a prom and a graduation. And they also went on to have a fairly normal first year of college, at least in my kids' case. The class of 2020 got to have none of those things. And so, I mean, maybe it was a little uncharitable, but it was totally understandable that those moms would be like, what the heck that these kids were going to have what my kids didn't have. And what you're talking about is something that's much higher stakes. The closest I have come to your experience is struggling with infertility, which for me was a very hard time in my life, and then being at the age where all my friends and my sisters-in-law, other loved ones were getting pregnant. Yes, I was happy for them. Yes, it was also painful for me. And that doesn't make you a bad person for feeling that sorrow. You're still recovering from a truly traumatic time. You've come a long way in 18 months, and that you still have a ways to go is really just proof of how hard it really was. And you got through it. In the long run, clamping down on this stuff is always harder and more taxing for your body and your recovery than just letting it flow. So I would say, rather than covering it badly and have your friends being like, what's up with her? Or you're running out of a sip and see to, you know, cry in the car. Just be honest with the friends that you can be honest with. You can do that beforehand. You can do that afterwards if it needs to be. You can send a text or an email. You can call them. You can say, look, it's not you, it is me. I'm still recovering from what was a really hard time. And spoiler alert, the last 2 years have been a hard time for approximately everyone. So if you don't want to give a lot of detail, you don't have to. They might ask fewer questions than you think. Then you won't have to wonder what they're thinking. You know what they're thinking because you told them. And they don't have to do anything differently. It's just, I might need to leave the party a little early. I might skip this next one if it's okay with you. I've just been going through a really hard time and you know I'm going to come see the baby as soon as I can. You know, just say what you feel because it's okay to have these feelings. And it's definitely okay to protect yourself and to give yourself some slack around all of this most of all. You have gone through hard things and you are on the path to recovery. You didn't get to take it easy after birth, so you should take it easy on yourself now. You're definitely not a terrible person. Just keep processing these feelings, maybe with a therapist, if that's available to you, or with a trusted friend who's not in this situation. And while you're on the path, give yourself the gift of loving all of yourself. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions at whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory, two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone.
Poof. Bye.
See ya. What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talk to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of their life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks. Unstick-